but I've tried to deny. And suddenly, he is behind me, his hand on my shoulder, and I shiver with that touch. He did this. He spilled this blood. Only, no, that doesn't feel right. I think I did this. I wake from one of my freak show nightmares, which I thought were finally over, to a dark room, my cell phone ringing on the nightstand, and my body aching from the need for sleep. Rich, I murmur, shoving against the big hard body that has managed to drape over mine. Get off! My phone's ringing. He doesn't move, which is a problem that reaches beyond this moment, and more directly to us working in the same field office and hopping into bed together. Rich! Damn it! He gives a groan and rolls in one direction, while I go the other and grab my cell, glancing at the caller ID. It's the local PD. Special Agent Love, I answer.
We've got a body off the Santa Monica Pier and need your assistance, the man on the line says. Early morning jogger made the discovery and called it in.
I glance at the clock. 5 a.m., and wonder what idiot jogs at 4 in the morning in the dark on the beach. But this isn't my job anyway. That's the local authority's territory. You've got the wrong girl.
You are Special Agent Lila Love, correct?
You knew that already, I say irritably, and since this clearly isn't going away easily, I sit up, preparing to fight for my need to sleep.
Then you're requested by name. Director Murphy sent the directive.
My boss is meeting me there? This is more than me lending my profiling skills to the locals if he's joining me, and my exhaustion fades into concern. I'll be right there. I end the call and throw off the blankets, grimacing when I realize I'm wearing Rich's shirt, which is not sending him the non-committal message I need to send after dodging last night's talk. But it smells good, the way he always does, I think, as I push myself onto my feet and stumble toward the bathroom. Stepping into the tiny bathroom, I scrape my foot on a cracked tile and grimace, then take up residence at the equally tiny ancient sink and grab my toothbrush.
When are we going to finish that talk we started last night?
At the sound of Rich's voice, I start brushing my teeth, making sure I'm as incapable of talking about moving in with him now as I was when we were having sex last night.
Lila,
he says impatiently, my reprieve lasting all of 10 seconds. I glance over at him through the long drape of my messy dark brown hair to find him leaning on the doorway, naked. The man is all kinds of blonde, hard-bodied goodness, but still, good grief.
Why don't you have clothes on? I ask, although I'm not sure he can understand me with my mouth full of foam. I'm serious, Lila. We've been hot and heavy for 6 months. We need to have this talk.
You're naked, I say, yanking the toothbrush from my mouth since clearly he didn't hear me the last time. I'm not talking to you naked. I go back to brushing my teeth.
You aren't naked. I am.
Aren't you funny, I say, turning on the water and rinsing my mouth. And since he's still standing there when I'm done, I face him.
I'm serious, Rich. You're naked. I have a dead body waiting on me. The two do not compute. Now is not the time. You're one of the top FBI profilers in the country, he states. You always have a dead body waiting on you, which is why we never talk.
I turn and press my hands to the sink, showing the white ceramic more interest than it deserves, while his naked body might deserve more than I can afford to give it right now. Everyone has their fetishes, I guess.
You don't like dead bodies. Why do you say shit like that?
Because I want to scare you off, I think, and I might actually really freak him out if I insist I do have a fetish for dead bodies. Of course, as logical as Rich is, he'd know it's because they help me catch killers. Instead, I just say, I'm getting dressed. Hoping he takes a hint and does the same, I turn to walk into the closet. Thankfully, his sound of frustration is followed by a shift in the air that tells me he's finally gone to dress. Wishing for the shower I don't have time to take, I yank a pair of faded jeans and a black V-neck t-shirt from their hangers, get dressed, and then lean on the wall to pull on black combat boots. All of 3 minutes later, I re-enter the bathroom to find Rich back in the doorframe, and while he's not naked, his low-slung black jeans aren't doing much to cover his